Last week, like so many other people, we had family in town with many things to do and many additional expenses. Our ministry intern, Kale, recently celebrated 1 year of sobriety for the first time in his life and needed some support in picking up his daughter from Florida. There were many blessings from running a ministry full time. There are also many challenges, and this was such a blessing to be able to support him in driving down to Florida and picking up his daughter to spend the week here in Atlanta. At one point, there were 12 people staying in my house. It's one of those things, that beautiful, chaotic, and life-giving time. It's almost like a vortex, really. This beautiful chaos interrupts my natural rhythm and flow of daily devotions and disciplines, which include reading scripture, recovery literature, meditation, and prayer, as well as meetings I attend to be of service and to maintain my own recovery. Like anyone, holidays can throw off my schedule. Missing those regular disciplines and rhythms is fine for a while, but eventually it begins to disrupt my internal world. This was very evident when I sat down to record a podcast a couple weeks ago and could not find my physical Bible. In the past, I would have shamed myself and blamed myself for not being disciplined enough, or that I was somehow a bad follower of Christ because I didn't know where my physical Bible was. Now, I see that as a check engine light, an indicator that things might be a little too chaotic and I need to slow down. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus is quoted as saying, "But when you pray, go to your room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees you, what is done in secret, he will reward you." It's interesting to me that when the chaos of life hits, the very first thing to go is this wisdom and direction. Over the years, I've learned that serving Christ is about taking action. It's about showing up where the need is, where the need is clear, and using my natural abilities and resources to enact the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And it's not always at a convenient time. And I don't know if this resonates with you, but there are times when I get so busy doing for God that I forget to connect to God. I eventually found my Bible and my AA big book inside of a case that I must have put them both in when organizing and cleaning the house in preparation for our guests, putting them away in a safe place. The Bible was really special to me. It was given to me in 1998 when I first met Jesus by my cousin, Francois Gariuppi. It's so special. It's marked up and falling apart and has all of my notes in it. So when I couldn't find it in preparation to record in dramatic fashion, I was pretty upset. But going back to this lesson that I've learned over the years, that it is a sign that maybe I am a little overcommitted and that I've maybe said yes to too many things, that maybe I can take intentional effort into living out this Matthew 6:6 verse, especially during this holiday season. The added expenses and time and intention that is presented during this season and that I'm now able to show up for, it's a reward. It's a blessing to be able to show up like that. And I'm grateful for the ability to show up. But it's also a thing that robs me of the very lifeblood that sustains me. It's like an addiction in and of itself, trying to show up for people and life in the way that I think I quote unquote should. I'm sure that my ego gets something out of it. And just like anything that my ego loves, it eventually wears me down. So how can I be sure not to forget the one who sent me? How can I be sure to slow down long enough to go to my secret place and pray to my Father who knows my needs before I even bring them to him? Historically, the thing that draws me back is the very thing of not doing it, if that makes sense. So it's in the not doing of this life-giving practice that brings me back to the doing of the life-giving practice then I guess in some weird, strange, cosmic way, it all belongs and it's all okay. Because the most beautiful thing about this faith life is that I can always return to the Creator, to the Source, to the Cosmic Christ, and always be welcomed back with open arms, no matter what. Lately, for me, being a follower of Christ is more so about getting comfortable with that level of grace and love and mercy, that no matter what, I can always return to my secret place and always find a loving spirit there, ready to hold me and console me and give me the peace that I so very much desire, no matter how many times I have rejected it or forgotten about it or have gotten too busy in the holiday season of life, that there, that beautiful spirit is waiting to hold me, to love me, and to refill me. My name is Reverend Christian Jansen. Thank you, TNC family, for letting me share. Peace and blessings to you all during this beautiful, chaotic season.